Hi everyone, it's Kevin. Today is Friday, February 18th, and General Dynamics just announced its 2021 financial results and held its earnings teleconference with the analysts that cover our stock a few weeks ago. Mark Reha, Electric Boat's VP and our Chief Financial Officer, is with me today, so welcome back, Mark. And let's break down some of the concepts and terms we see in an earnings report into some plain English. To start, we'll talk about how Electric Boat impacts how investors see GD as a whole and how we impact the GD share price.
Absolutely, Kevin. It's great to be here. EP is one of the most visible companies within the GD portfolio. Not only do we make the most consequential product available to the U.S. DOD, we are a large part of the growth story that makes General Dynamics stock very attractive to investors. Fundamentally, investors seek the highest return at the lowest risk. Even in this world with internet chat boards and meme stocks that create wild swings in share prices, most investors still look for companies with strong and durable demand for its products with a demonstrated ability to meet that demand. Operational excellence is in the DNA of all the business units at GD, and it's an ongoing theme at all levels of leadership. Companies like EB that have a long history of delivering on time and on budget are therefore very attractive. When you combine a reputation for excellence with the level of work that we have on contract, EB represents a great value opportunity to an investor. For those of us that own shares of GD stock through our 401k funds or through other means, we are creating that long-term wealth for our shareholders and for ourselves.
You know, Phoebe talks about it with us all the time, and the point about operational excellence being in our DNA is something that's critically important, and I think it's a hallmark of all of the General Dynamics business units. And here at EB, our backlog and the opportunity that backlog creates for every member of our team is really at a historic level. So we're going to build Columbia submarines through the 2040 timeframe, and the Navy need for attack submarines has never been greater, and that's all as a result of the great power competition with Russia and China. No signs of that are letting up. So there's strong and durable demand for our products. So let's talk about how that translates into GD's investment into our business. Why would the corporation choose to invest in us?
Well, I think, as you said, General Dynamics and the Navy have invested a significant sum of cash capital to facilitate our ability to produce both Columbia and Virginia at the same time. A company the size of General Dynamics has many options for where to allocate its scarce capital, and it bases its decisions on where to invest on the financial return that investment will provide, or the expectation of where that investment will pay back. And the fact that GD Board of Directors approved close to $2 billion in investment in our business is a clear indication that they believe in this business's ability to make significant money using those new facilities. Our job is to provide that return on investment by delivering our products on time and within the budgets. Of course, considering that our priorities are always safety, quality, schedule, and cost in that order. But it takes each one of us doing our part every day to ensure that occurs.
So when we get through earnings season like we just came through for 2021, we hear a lot of terms thrown around, and there's some things that you can read about in investor briefs or analyst articles about General Dynamics all the time. And the focus is always on earnings and cash flow. So let's talk about a few of those concepts for those who may not be familiar with those measures and how they're used to gauge our financial performance.
Sure, let's start with earnings. Earnings is the difference between the price that our customer pays for our product and what it costs us to make it. Many of us have heard of the term earns or earned hours in the context of our day-to-day work building submarines. Earning those hours, that is getting the work done at or below the target for that work order, is how we make money. That money is earnings from a financial reporting or financial market standpoint. Obviously, our skilled trades work many work orders in any given day, and there are thousands worked on each submarine, but the basic equation is always the same. Rework or other any holdup that causes a shipbuilder to unnecessarily stop working negatively impacts our ability to make money. So let's now talk about cash. Cash is the lifeblood of any business, large or small. Any business needs to generate cash to fund purchases of equipment, tools, raw materials, and other components that it needs to build its products. The earnings and cash that we have generated in the past is what provides the funds for all the investment we are making in the business now. Training and development and large capital assets like the South Yard Assembly Building, the Holland Barge, the Atlas Floating Dry Dock, and the numerous buildings at Quonset Point are all being paid for with earnings and cash that we had generated in the past.
Yeah, and that's important to recognize. You know, there's a legacy that we've inherited from others, and we build on that legacy as shipbuilders. And it's always important to keep that in mind. Like, For example, when we look at the South Yard Assembly Building starting to take shape and the other large investments we need to construct and deliver Columbia, think about our seasoned shipbuilders who worked hard to deliver on the Virginia program from its start. Their hard work gave them, first of all, a career. And I know personally there's a lot of pride that comes from supporting our nation's defense, and I see it in every individual I talk to in the shipyard. And thirdly, it gives a legacy of investment into our future. So the work we're doing today really sets the stage for the future shipbuilders, and that's pretty awesome to think about. So we inherit that legacy, and we leave on a legacy. So Mark, I think it's going to be helpful to continue this conversation periodically, and I think we need to continue to build our collective finance 101 muscle. That is our knowledge as an organization on what makes the organization tick from a financial perspective. Any final thoughts to share before we close?
Yeah, I think the thing that comes to mind is the financial markets can get complicated, and there are many things that impact the GD stock price that we can't control, so we shouldn't worry too much about that. We just have to control what we can. And we're the best in the world at delivering an incredibly sophisticated product. Not many people can go home each day knowing that they help build a product that keeps the entire world safer. One of our strengths as a business is how our people do what it takes and rise to the occasion in moments of truth. So building on that reputation, as you described earlier, for excellence and getting better each day and competing our work on time and within budgets, meeting our commitments to each other, and continuing to deliver the most important national security product to our sailors and our nation is how we will continue to reward anyone that invests in General Dynamics.
All right. Hey, thanks, Mark. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll talk again soon.